The supply chain management of Starbucks. Starbucks was created in 1971 by three academics: Jerry Baldwin, Zev Siegel, and Gordon Bowler. Their first cafe, which opened in Seattle, was called Starbucks Coffee, Tea, and Spice. They based its logo on the old 16th century Norse woodcut. It depicts a two-tailed mermaid encircled by the store's original name. The company grew slowly at first. However, by 2005, it had more than 10,200 company-operated or licensed stores in more than 35 countries. In each, you could buy not only coffee, but also food, coffee beans, accessories, and music. Today, Starbucks is an enormous global company. It has an amazing supply chain that spans across 19 countries. As a result, coffee beans can come from one place, but the milk from another, often hundreds of miles away. Such global resource span strategy is the best way for the company to expand into new countries. Starbucks can provide the best ingredients to the customers for an inexpensive price. The raw materials are sent to a roasting, manufacturing, and packaging plant. Starbucks is required to test its newly arrived shipping containers of coffee beans for any contamination before they are transported to the roasting plant. Some coffee shipments are tracked with GPS to monitor their progress. As the company has very strict quality control, coffee can be inspected many times at various points to make sure that the product that arrives in stores is the same as the point of origin. After roasting, the coffee is stored in a warehouse until it needs to be transported. All the necessary tests are conducted even then, and the beans are roasted only after a taste test. Starbucks always prioritizes its supply chain management, as transporting coffee is a priority to them. They make sure that the process is effective and efficient for all stakeholders.